Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It's 10:30, so we're just a little bit later tonight than normal. But this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight, as is becoming a somewhat regular occurrence, I will be joined by a very special guest co-host, but tonight's guest is a little bit more special than the co-host. Tonight's guest, NWF Rumble winner, a newcomer to the Northern Wrestling Federation, a man that I personally refer to as the Jamaican rookie sensation, Calypso, who will be joining us momentarily. But first, my guest co-host, of course, NWF ring announcer, Miss Callie. Miss Callie, welcome to Matt Chat. Pleasure as always.
Good evening, Ace. Glad to see you didn't forget his name.
I may have some mistakes occasionally, but I'm not going to forget the man's name.
Just saying. But you are right. He is taking the Northern Wrestling Federation by storm. Calypso debuted last month at Shot Through the Heart, and that young man is on a roll.
So he debuted last month at Shot Through the Heart, so the NWF Rumble was really his only second or third match in the Northern Wrestling Federation?
That is correct.
And he now holds the Golden Ticket Championship match against any champion, any time, any place.
That is also correct.
Talk about your career starting off like a rocket.
This young man is just... I've had the opportunity, I've watched him. Obviously, I saw his debut match. I had a chance to be there ringside for the Rumble. Well, if you're not ringside, I was back at the announce table, but still. I had probably one of the best views of that Rumble you could have, aside from being right there in the front row. But, that being said, I've had an opportunity to see this young man practice. He is so talented. And I see a bright future for him in the Northern Wrestling Federation.
You know, I've only seen him. I saw him live at the NWF Rumble. And I saw him one other time on videotape. Online, but those are the only two times I've ever seen him. But I have to agree, this kid has a bright future. And like we said, any title, anytime he wants, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, it doesn't. And he seems to have made really good friends with David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater. Unfortunately, that kind of also puts him at the odds with not only the new NWF Tag Team Champions, Tough Justice, but also Unified Champion, Jay Donaldson. So those are some that were kind of Donaldson was kind of a spoiled sport there at the end of that Rumble.
Well, if you really think about it, they all kind of were, considering they're all champions.
Yeah, and you have a rookie that pretty well took out Donaldson and Stone. Well, he took Donaldson and Stone out, that's for sure. They were the last three men in. And I think Stone and Donaldson thought they were going to have a cakewalk. And Calypso kind of proved that wrong.
Boy, did he ever.
I mean, you look at, you're in there with two veterans in that company, two very well-established, both former NWF heavyweight champions. They've both been tag team champions, both been unified champions. I mean, I don't think there's anything those two haven't done. And they couldn't have done.
And they're no strangers to each other. I mean, they had an alliance years ago.
And seemingly they do again.
Partners. Yeah, and that could be bad news for the Northern Wrestling Federation, unfortunately. But I do believe there is a caller on the line, and I'm going to go to this caller and find out. Caller, you are on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? This is Calypso here.
Hey, Calypso, welcome to Matt Chat.
Thank you. It's good to be here. How you guys doing?
Doing well, my friend.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem, Kelly. Thank you for coming to me and giving me the opportunity to do this. I'm really excited.
Well, we are excited to have you on here. Now, let's just get right to the point. You debuted at Shot Through the Heart. Huge win over Alexis Montez.
Thank you.
You came in to the Rumble. 21st minute, that's pretty fair odds. But then when it came right down to it, it was you, Ryan Stone, and Jay Donaldson, the last three men. What was going through your mind?
Can I be honest with you? I was a little nervous going in there because once I looked around and saw that it was only the three of us left, you know, between the two of those men, both have over 30 years of experience in the NWF. So I knew that the odds were against me and I knew it wouldn't be easy, but like I said before, I never laid down for no man and I won't stop now. No matter how good they are, no matter how long they've been in the business, you know, I'm here to make an impact and I'm here to show them that no matter what odds are against me, we're going to fight until we can't fight anymore.
Well, I can definitely say you are making an impact because every time I've seen you walk that ring, you have about blown the roof off that place. That crowd is so electric.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you know, when I...
Less than five matches in, and you've got a title shot, any title you want, anytime you want. I'd say you made an impact.
And you know, it's so crazy to think about that because, like you said, I haven't been in the NWF for very long at all, and, you know, there's been so many guys waiting for their title opportunity and waiting to climb the ladder. And, you know, I come in and get an opportunity like this, you know, I feel really blessed. You know, it's been a real pleasure to work with the guys I've worked with and have Roger train me, you know, every week, you know, every Tuesday, every Thursday, we're down in Bonecrest, we're training, we're working hard. And, you know, some of the guys, they don't train, they don't work hard, and you know, and it shows. So my job was to come in and work as hard as I can and be the best that I can. And I feel like I'm living up to the standards, and I just really want to make the crowd proud.
I can tell you, watching their reaction, I think you're going to find out of that. And a graduate of Zone Crushers, I can say, I think you're doing not only yourself, but I think you're doing your trainer proud as well. Because you do have a very strong work ethic in there, and I've seen that firsthand.
Well, thank
but
you.
But when it comes
like
down to it, go ahead.
No, like you said, we have a great trainer, you know, Roger. He always does right by me, you know. Like I said, we go down to training every Tuesday and Thursday, and he tells me everything I'm doing wrong and everything I'm doing right. And, you know, it's really great to work under someone with that much experience and with the expertise that he has. And it's been a great honor and a great pleasure to work with Roger.
I can agree with that. Now, I saw at the end of the Rumble, looked like a few spoil sports, meaning Stone, Donaldson, and Steven, were going to try to maybe take advantage of the fact that you were all alone. But I'm also going to make a point of noting, I think you've made two very good friends with Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler.
Yeah.
I think they've got your back when it comes down to those other three gentlemen that I just mentioned, because I don't think they're taking too kindly to the new guy coming in and making the kind of impact you've made, because I know they're all anxious to hold more gold than they're already holding. Although I think some of that,
right,
actually all of that came very underhandedly.
Right. And I would agree with that 100%. As far as Jordan and David Tyler, you know, like I said, they've been one of the guys who's down there every week training with us. They make themselves better. They train as hard as anybody, all three of us. And all of the guys who train, we all train as hard as we can to be the best. And it shows why those two became the NWF Tag Team Champions, because they worked hard and they fight and they scratch and they claw for everything that they have in the industry. And, you know, everything don't go your way all the time. And Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens, they're two really, really good seasoned veterans, and they won their titles back. We can't knock anything from David Tyler and Jordan about that. And just from the rivalry that those four have with each other, I know that Jordan and David will have my back no matter what. And I don't know what kind of weird thing that Ryan, Matt, and Jay have all cooking up there, but, you know, whatever they have in store, best believe that Jordan, David, and I, we train harder than them. We train faster than them. We train better. And so we will come out on top. And that's just what we do.
Now, speaking of training and things of that nature and doing things the right way, you now hold the golden ticket, which, as we said, it gives you a title shot at any championship you want.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take your time and kind of weigh it out, or do you have one in mind that you'd like to go after?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot already, and it's only been a couple of days. You know, I really don't know what I want to do at this point. You know, I'm still kind of riding the cloud of, if you will, you know, winning the golden ticket. You know, I felt it down in my heart that I was going to win it all along. But, you know, once it actually happened, it still hasn't really sunk in that I have the golden ticket right here with me now. So, you know, I can do it at any time, anywhere, with any champion I want, you know, whether it's Jay Donaldson for the Unified title, whether it's Larry D for the Tri-State title, or the grandest of them all, we can fight the Titan for the NWF heavyweight title. And, you know, for me, it just makes sense to go for the biggest dog in the yard, you know, go for the top. You know, why settle for less? So as of right now, that's the kind of mindset that I have. You know, I have Titan in my sights in the future. But at the same time, I still need a few more matches under my belt, you know, because Titan is as good as it gets. You know, he's at the top of the food chain. He's been a heavyweight title champion for a few months now. So me taking a step into his yard and only having 2 or 3 matches under my belt, you know, it's not really a good thing for me right now. So I think I'll go ahead and keep having a few matches. And when I feel that the time is right and I want to go ahead and pull the trigger, then that's what I'm going to do.
I think this is a very smart way to go about it, taking your time, making sure that you're ready, both mentally, physically, every which way possible that you can be before you step in there, really with any of the champions, because they're all, I won't say that they're all ethical, but
mm-hmm.
they've all earned the right to be called a champion at some point in time. And as you said, Titan is at the top of the food chain, and he worked very hard to get there. Much like yourself, he put his time in, he scratched, he clawed, he did what he had to do to get to that point. And you hung in very tough Saturday night at Rumble to earn that golden ticket. It wasn't just handed to you. So I can honestly say watching that was just, really for me, it was a very magical thing to watch. When you eliminated Nolans, and that was just, wow. I think the crowd shared your emotion at that point.
Absolutely. I mean, I was there. I was, you know, I was in the back, of the crowd, and to see a crowd react like that was, and I'm not gonna lie, I reacted the way everybody else did. I was on my feet, cheering as loud as I could, because I thought that was absolutely amazing.
And thank you guys. I really appreciate that. You know, that shows that, you know, I come here and I do a job and I come to do it well. If I come in and, you know, the crowd's not interested in anything that we're doing, then, you know, I fail not only as a wrestler but as an entertainer. So as an entertainer, my job is to keep the fans on their feet, to keep them guessing, and to never know what's coming next. And, you know, that's my goal, to come in here and stir things up. You know, things have been the same around the NWF for a great long time, which is why it feels good, you know, to come up here and bring something different, you know, bring some of my little Jamaican flavor that I have to the NWF and bring some of my athleticism, you know, something that has been missing out in NWF for a really long time. So it feels good, you know, to be at the end of the Rumble, you know, with the two biggest dogs in the yard. It was really hard, you know, the odds were really stacked against me, and I took quite of a beating. You know, I have the scars on my chest to prove it. I put on Facebook, there's a picture of my chest, and it's bright, bright red from all the chops that Ryan Stone gave me. But, you know, good things like this aren't won. You know, it's just like you said, Kelly, nothing was handed to me. And I knew that going in, once I saw those two in the ring across from me, I knew they weren't going to hand it to me. I knew I was going to have to fight for my life, and I knew it was going to be one of the biggest fights of my life that I ever had. So, you know, just pulled myself up off the ground, you know, stand up like a man the way my father always taught me to do. And, you know, the results speak for themselves.
I honestly say, you can tell you put in the work, you put in the time, the training, the effort. Definitely had the heart to go in there and win that. And to see you walk out victorious, to see two other gentlemen, speaking of David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater, for them to pick you up on their shoulders, that to me is what this business is about. The camaraderie, and the entertainment of the fans, because I'm going to tell you now, they love you. They really do. Like, I've watched them for years. And the NWF Army is not shy. They will tell you if they like you or not. And I can say in 20-plus years, I don't know that I have ever seen a crowd react, any one person, the way they reacted to you.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. That's a really big compliment. I really appreciate that.
And like I said, I've seen a number of guys come through there, and their reaction was just breathtaking. I mean, it's obvious that they are 100% invested in what you do, which tells me you're doing what they appreciate.
Right.
And that's the big thing. When you have the fans backing you, I mean, to me, there's no better feeling, not that I ever knew that very much, but still, it's one of those, it's an incredible thing when you know that you've got their support.
Right. And that's one thing that I really feel and I really appreciate. You know, to everyone listening out there, I thank you for the support and, you know, for getting behind me because, you know, coming up here was, you know, a really big thing for me, a really big move. I've been in the States for a really long time, but, you know, the where I come from, you know, you never really know how people are going to take you, you know, if they think of you as an outsider or if they want to join in with you because they like what you do. And like you said, I have a lot of people behind me and agree with what I do, and I've been really blessed to have that reaction from the guys and even the guys back in the locker room. You know, I feel like they've really warmed up to me. You know, a lot of them has been really accepting. And as you can see with David, Tyler, and Jordan, you know, I didn't expect them to come out there. You know, I expected to fight the own fight by myself. And when I saw those two come out, you know, like I said, we've been training together and we've worked together for a really long time. So to know that they had confidence enough in me to back me, you know, to stay on my side, it just really felt great. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to anything that happened with us in the future. And now that I know they have my back and they're there for my tough situations, I know that I can always be there for their tough situations and whenever they need help. So, Jordan and David, if you're listening, best believe I have your back, brothers, whenever you need me. All you got to do is call me.
Well, I can honestly say it is always, always a pleasure getting to spend time and chat with you because you're truly an amazing individual with an amazing talent. And I see you having a very bright future in the NWF or in any other sport that you decide to do. Hopefully I see you around for a very, very, very long time because I personally, you're absolutely one of my favorites because, like I said, you're entertaining. You do something that is so different from everybody else, and it's electrifying. This is the best way that I can phrase that.
Absolutely. You're entertaining. You're energetic. You can see the hunger when you're in the ring. And you can see the passion for what you do when you're out there doing it. Personally, I think that's something that a lot of people don't have anymore.
It is a seemingly rare quality you see, especially with the young guys. Like I've seen my fair share come through, and I can remember when it was everybody scratching and clawing for everything, and now I see a handful that do it, and they're the ones that stand out to me. And I think that's part of why, I think that's part of what makes you so special because you are one of the ones that stand out. And it's not just the fact that you're from Jamaica that makes you stand out. It's the way you carry yourself, the way you train, the way you perform. It's all those things together. The charisma. It can't be caught. And it's natural
no, it
for you. And that is beautiful.
And I really appreciate that. You know, like I said, a lot of it comes from training, and a lot of it comes from, you know, being a fan of wrestling, you know, since a really, really young kid. You know, I've growing up, you know, in Jamaica, of course, Kofi Kingston was a really big influence down there. But actually, one of my favorites was The Rock to watch on WWE, and, you know, just taking his charisma, taking his electrifying ability to walk into a place, no matter where it is, no matter if it's a jam-packed arena or a restaurant, you know, full of 20 people, the way he can have all eyes on him and always waiting on the next thing that's going to come, no matter if it's something that he says or something that he does, everybody's always standing in line to wait to see what this man is going to do next. And that's something that I want for myself, you know, because if people won't come and pay for me to see what I have to do, you know, then what's the point of being here? And like I said, that's really the goal here, is to come in, electrify everyone, make sure that I keep everyone entertaining, and, you know, get people to buy tickets to come to the show. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And we work for you guys. You know, we work for the NWF Army. And without you guys, we don't have a show. We don't have anyone to entertain. So if you guys aren't entertained, then we're out of a job. So it's just such a great pleasure to do what I do and to captivate audience the way that I've been blessed and been able to.
That's a very good point, because without them, we're kind of in limbo, because they make us who we are. So if we can provide them with 2 hours of good, solid entertainment, make them forget their everyday lives for a little bit, then we've done our jobs. If they're happy when they leave and they want to come back and bring 10 friends or whatever, bring them on.
And that's our job, you know, like you said, if they come in and they watch the show and they're not happy, you know, what's the point of them coming back next week? So our job, the guys in the back in the locker room, our job is to make them come back, is to be the best that we can be. And you know, that's a big motivation factor to go out there and, you know, beat down two of the best guys that the NWF has to offer, and Ryan Stone and Jay Donaldson.
That is true.
No, I want to go back. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Oh, okay, go on.
I want to go back to something you said earlier, actually, about possibly going after Titan and the NWF heavyweight title.
Yeah.
Now, while you were preparing for the NWF Rumble, I don't know how much of his steel chair nightmare match you were actually able to catch. But if he can withstand something like that, what are you going to have to do to possibly take his title from him?
You know, that's really an answer I don't have at this point, you know, which is why I said I need to take some more time to think about what I really want to do and pick my time
that
as precisely as
sense.
Possible. Yeah, because I saw a little bit of the match with that the Titan had with Papa No Joe, and it was a brutal, brutal match. And like you said, he withstood it and he came out on top. And I've also seen Titan in a ladder match with Virus, and a great, great match. And again, Titan came out on top. And I've seen Titan in a cage match before, and he came out on top. And I've seen him do so many things, and he always come out above, because he's just so great at what he does. And that's why, like I said, I just need to take my time. I need to study the things that he do. I need to study the things that Jay do, and study the things that Larry D do. And I'll pick the right time. I'll find a flaw in one of their characters, see something that I can exploit, and I'll go in and I'll fight for it. You know, I won't do it like a coward. I'll do it like a man. I'll do it straight up right in their face, and I'll tell them, this is what I want to do, and this is when we're going to do it. We do it on my terms, which is really why I think I have the advantage of having the golden ticket, because I do it when I want to do it. I don't have to listen to Roger. I don't have to listen to Titan. I don't have to listen to any of the other champions. They do it when I'm ready, because I earned it in the NWF Rumble last week.
Absolutely. That's a great answer. That's actually probably one of the best answers I've ever had on this show.
It's a very honest answer because you're right. I mean, you watch, you study the tape, and as you said, you earn the right to pick the time, the place, and the championship that you would that you would like to go after. So I'm 100% behind studying tapes, seeing what character flaws or what weaknesses you can find that work to your, that you can work to your advantage to be able to come out on top. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that, because truth be told, I've seen guys that, ooh, I have this, I'm cashing it in, yeah. And it works in some cases, but I think the way you're doing it is the smartest way to do it, especially being as fresh as you are in this business.
Right.
Because, like you said, they've all got years of experience on you. So by you taking your time and studying, they don't have as much to look at on you, because all they can see is what you've done recently. And there may be things that you can do that nobody's seen yet. And that's the greatest weapon you have right now, because there's not a lot to study up on. So you got years of footage you can watch on them. They've got very little on you. More game plan.
That's great that you bring that up, because I have been thinking about, you know, different strategies to go on, you know, for each opponent. You know, like Larry D is a really big guy. He's a really strong guy. You know, and when it comes to power, there is no one who can match him in the NWF, hands down. You know, but he don't have the speed that I have. So I go in there with that man and I kill him with the speed, you know, and that will be something I play to my advantage. And as far as Jay Donaldson, you know, he's not the 22-year-old stud that he always says he is. He's a little bit older than that. So, you know, he has age that is his downfall. So I have father time on my side with that. So I use my youth, I use the athleticism that I have, the things that he used to be able to do that he can't anymore. Those are things that I can exploit and that I can use to his advantage. And Titan is a great, great fighter. You know, he's great with his hands. He come up, he can hit you with the elbow, he can hit you with the forearm, he can hit you with his fist and make you bleed in a heartbeat. You know, but when it get down to getting on the mat and getting down to wrestle, you know, that can be a part that I can exploit to him. And again, I'm just a tad bit faster. So again, it's something I can use my speed to my advantage when I go up against him, you know. So there's so many different ways. There's so many places where I can pick apart each guy. Like you said, I've been watching him for a really long time. You know, me, I've been training here in the NWF since about April of last year, and I've had time to look at all those guys, and I was doing security for a while, and I sat back, and I watched, and I watched, and I waited, and I waited, which is why now it's just I built up all this animosity inside of me, and it's just time for all of it to come out. So all the energy and all the excitement that you see has all been building up for the better part of a year, and now it's all coming out, and it feels so great just to do what I do, and I can't wait to see what the future holds. You know, I'm just as excited as you guys are and other fans are. You know, everyone wants to see what's next for Calypso. Even Calypso wants to see what's next for Calypso. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
I can honestly tell you, I am waiting on the edge of my seat to see what you're going to do next. Because, truthfully, I find you extremely exciting to watch. Because I sound like a broken record, but you bring something that I don't think I've ever seen, or at least not for a severely long time. have I seen somebody even close to you, your energy, your athleticism, your style more than anything. I don't recall ever seeing anything even close to that in the NWF. And that, to me, just, it's new, it's exciting, it's fresh, and I don't ever want to see that change for you. Because that, my friend, is special right there.
And I agree with everything she just said, 100%.
I mean, obviously, change itself is inevitable, but I want to see you keep yourself new, exciting, fresh. Because, like I said, I've never seen or met somebody that is like you in this industry. And I've seen and met a lot of people.
That really means a lot coming from the both of you guys. You know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, like I said, I will continue to entertain as much as possible and always keep something new and fresh, you know. I don't like when things get stale, you know. Down in Jamaica, we always have our fresh fruit. We always have things fresh. So, you know, best believe that Calypso style would always be fresh and never stale.
Well, that's what I'm going to hear.
Absolutely, I agree 100%. I mean, I've been around almost as long as she has, and yeah, you're definitely a breath of fresh air this area, that's for sure.
Thank you guys so much.
But we are about out of time. So I'm going to let you go, and I'm sure you're a busy man, training and whatnot.
Yes, sir.
So.
Yeah, well,
we'll see you this Saturday at Bone Crushers Reborn.
Absolutely, I will definitely be there. We were talking about it today in training. We just had training today down in Bone Crushers. So we're getting ready. The place looks really nice, and we'll be down there for Bone Crushers Reborn. And I really want to take Ace, thank you for inviting me, brother. I really appreciate having me on your show. Miss Kylie, thank you so much for being here. Thank you both so much for your kind words. And yeah, I just can't wait to see what's in store for me, you know. I don't know who my opponent's going to be this Saturday. And, you know, I know the big show Thunderdome is coming up next month, April the 22nd, I think. And I know that's going to be great. You know, it's going to be a great Thunderdome match. I don't know if I'm going to be a part of it, but I know I'm going to be a part of the show somehow. And I just really look forward to entertaining the crowd and just having fun and going out there and doing what to do best.
Calypso,
absolutely.
We look very forward to seeing you this Saturday, and we look forward to what's coming up for you in your future. I have a feeling it's a very bright star headed your way. So, sir, I will see you this Saturday night. Remember, folks, doors open at 6, special 7 p.m. bell time. Adults $7, children $5, and that is 6105 Vine Street in Elmwood Place. And that will be Bone Crushers Reborn.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Calypso. And as he mentioned, Thunderdome is upcoming.
Saturday night, April the 22nd. Pre-sale tickets will be available at all NWF Live events. Also at Hooterville Sports Cars on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield. The BP station on Main Street and in Hamilton.
And, of course, I'm going to be in Florida on a business trip that weekend.
I will be sure to let you know what happens.
I'm sure you will. But, like I said, we're about out of time. I want to thank Calypso again. for being on the program. Kid's got a really bright future.
Yes, he does.
And I want to thank Dare to Dream Productions for supporting the show. Them out at Dare to Dream Productions on Facebook. And, of course, I want to thank my co-host this evening, Miss Callie. Once again, being an excellent co-host. And, ladies and gentlemen, one big announcement. Tomorrow night, 11 p.m., Matt Chet's 7th anniversary show. 7 years ago tomorrow, I did my very first show. And tomorrow night, we're going to celebrate it. I'm going to have past co-hosts. I'm going to have special guests. Caller questions. It's going to be a big one. And it's going to be 1 hour long. So that is a special 11 o'clock start time. So I hope everybody and anybody that's listening will tune into that. So for Callie, for Calypso, this is Ace Diamond. Good night, everybody.